Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we return right after this.
Coming up Friday, January 29th, it's your chance to buy cattle the Superior way from Superior Livestock with their regular auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30 a.m. on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. This sale will be broadcast live in the trade show, the Cattle Industry Convention in San Diego, California. They'll be offering about 21,000 head, 5,850 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 10,400 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. At next Superior Livestock sale coming up Friday, January 29th. Remember, SuperiorLivestock.com for more information, 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures. And, well, yesterday, another pretty nice day for the cattle and the hogs.
That's exactly right, Davis. Trading was mostly higher throughout the trading of the livestock futures Wednesday. And for the second straight session, live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hog futures all closed positive, with a few having triple-digit closes. A last-minute rally just before the 1 p.m. settlement pushed all livestock futures back to their daily highs, or they made new highs for the session. Now, we saw choice box beef down $1.68, select boxes down $1.40, on a total movement of 164 loads. Cattle kill 109,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 46 cents. Just a reminder, Friday is the semi-annual cattle inventory report, and on the close Friday, April live cattle $1.85 higher, March feeders up 67, April lean hogs 87 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures, you know, the grain's kind of all over the place. The wheat futures significantly lower. The soybeans actually with a very positive day yesterday, and the corn not much going on there at all.
Yeah, it was kind of an odd day yesterday. Our entire soybean complex did close positive. After having two-sided trading, the corn closed mixed, the wheat futures closed negative with nearly double-digit losses. It was another session that lacked any type of factual news to move the market as technical buying and selling moved to prices. Now, Wednesday, we also saw the Fed signal the renewed concerns about financial market turbulence and overseas economic growth concerns. At the moment, we are looking at the March Casey wheat down a half a penny, March corn's down 0.75 cents, March soybeans down 1.5 cents, March cotton trading 7 points lower, March crude oil is up 57 cents right now, the March dollar index is down 0.01, and the March Dow Jones futures holding 47 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Certainly appreciate your time here today. And, of course, we'll check in with you again first thing in the morning. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.